Tuesday, June 13th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. A Des Moines Register headline followed my recent reports highlighting the labor shortage that is facing meat packers in this region. The headline read, "Pork processing exec, we may need to hire immigrants to help fill 2,000 Iowa plant jobs," unquote. The COO quoted work for Seaboard Triumph Foods, and the focus was on the difficulty they were facing in finding workers near Sioux City for their new pork plant that is starting up late summer. Sioux City unemployment is just 2.9%, and if they get very far away from there, they run into competition with other plants: Dakota City, Lamar, Storm Lake, and Sioux Falls. It will be difficult to get them hired for $15 an hour. The plant will have capacity to kill 21,000 head per day when fully ramped up with two shifts. Recent industry kill capacity was about 445,000 head a day. The Windham, Minnesota plant is coming online, which will eventually expand that by 4,000 head. The Clements Foods Group Michigan plant will add 10,000 head. Triumph Seaboard would add 20,000 head in two shifts, and Prestige is building a new plant to add another 10,000 head. Feedstuffs estimates that U.S. hog kill capacity could reach 500,000 head a day by the end of 2018. There will be some old inefficient plants close as the new modern plants open, so there is a net to the increase in slaughter capacity. There are a slew of new finishing barns under construction this summer, as well as new sow units. It'll be interesting to see how well the integrators lined up production with plant startup schedules. If startups lag for any reason, we've cited labor concerns, hogs could quickly back up, negatively impacting that market. I think that the packers would have less risk from that than hog producers. That worries me. It'll be crucial that they kill enough hogs during the startup process. They did not build these plants just to add capacity. They have plans to produce more hogs. Pork demand is also an issue. It is a challenge to grow daily slaughter from 445 to 500,000 head a day and sell that much more pork. Packers are happy with margins now. When they made plans to build these plants, the industry thought that TPP would be signed and sealed instead of dumped, and did not know that NAFTA would become a bad five-letter word. Ractopamine is also an issue as an unfair restriction on exports. The export outlook is not the slam dunk that they thought that it would be when they committed to these new plants and industry expansion. The domestic market cannot handle the increase in pork production that is coming. I don't know if producers, both cattle and hogs, fully appreciate the risk here if they cannot run plants at full capacity. They're producing more livestock to utilize the kill capacity. And if the cattle and hogs are there, they cannot run these plants at levels that they need to because of labor constraints. Livestock numbers back up, and suddenly we don't have the shackle space we need relative to supply. You know what will happen then to the hog market. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the cattle, the bears are right. The industry can't keep the beef and cattle markets up here forever. The reasons that it got here will eventually be unwound. The beef product market is pricing itself out of the meat market. When they start pricing steak for 8 ounces instead of by the pound to reduce consumer sticker shock, the beef market is testing limits. However, demand has been great, as have packer margins, which have incentivized them to schedule large kills. To keep the shackle space moving, they have dipped into the feedlot inventory, pulling marketings ahead 30 to 60 days, resulting in fewer days on feed, fewer choice grade cattle, and lighter carcass weights. While these fundamentals will ease when beef demand does, it will not change like flipping a light switch. The basis still favors the bulls, and the cattle can be bought on sharp breaks. It will take a while yet for the bears to be right. About 75% of the Dakotas are now experiencing moderate drought. The areas impacted have a lot of rangeland, and ranchers are soldering off herds to reduce all but their core herds, intending to reduce exposure to the drought. Auction barns report a pickup in cattle being liquidated. Spring wheat crops are being damaged. The eastern portion of both states where the row crops are is now being affected by the drought. Corn and soybeans are being hurt as much as immature crops can be this early in the season. It is a good thing it is not July, assuming that there will be relief ahead. Soaking rains would still go a long ways to alleviate the stress. Temperatures have moderated from last week's forecast for this week, and rain chances are building. South American crops had a good beginning and now are having a good ending, frankly offsetting losses in the Dakotas from a world stocks perspective. The primary problem with corn is that farmers are massively long in both hemispheres and need the market to climb, Historically, it doesn't do what farmers need it to. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.